Every workplace has its challenges, but one of the most disruptive issues an employer can face is insubordination at work. Insubordination often surfaces in different ways, whether it's an employee openly refusing orders, challenging authority in front of peers, or subtly ignoring management's directives. These behaviors can disrupt team dynamics, weaken trust, and hinder overall productivity. But how do you confront this issue without escalating conflict or causing long-term damage? Addressing insubordination at work doesn't have to mean immediate confrontation or drastic measures. Instead, it's about understanding the root cause, setting clear expectations, and dealing with the situation tactfully. In this blog, we'll explore how to define insubordination at work, recognize its signs, and adopt effective strategies to handle it in a way that promotes cooperation and restores team dynamics. Let's dive in and learn how to turn a potential disruption into an opportunity for growth. What is insubordination at work? Insubordination at work is a deliberate refusal to follow reasonable instructions from a supervisor or manager. It goes beyond a single act of defiance. It's a pattern of behavior where an employee willfully disregards authority. Whether it's openly challenging a manager's decision, ignoring instructions, or passive-aggressively refusing to cooperate, insubordination disrupts workflow and creates tension within the team. This behavior not only impacts productivity but can also erode trust and respect between employees and management. What does insubordination mean at work? The impact. Insubordination at work doesn't just affect the individual, it can create a ripple effect throughout the organization. When employees openly defy authority or consistently refuse to follow instructions, it impacts both the work culture and productivity. The consequences of ignoring insubordination can be far-reaching, and its effects can be felt across different levels of the business. Here's how it plays out. Decreased morale. Employees left to handle the aftermath of defiance can feel demotivated. Conflict and tension. Ongoing insubordination creates friction between employees and managers. Increased turnover. Unsatisfied employees may decide to leave if insubordination goes unchecked. Reduced productivity. Work gets delayed or neglected, affecting overall team performance. Damaged reputation. Unresolved insubordination can harm customer relationships and the company's standing. Legal ramifications. Failing to meet expectations can result in legal issues, especially if contractual obligations are ignored. By addressing insubordination at work promptly, you can prevent these negative consequences from spreading and maintain a healthier, more productive work environment. Why does insubordination happen? Insubordination doesn't usually arise from a single factor. Instead, a combination of internal and external factors influences this behavior. Common causes include poor management practices. When leadership is unclear, inconsistent, or lacks direction, employees may start questioning authority. Poor communication and failure to enforce expectations contribute significantly to insubordination. Lack of respect for authority. If an employee feels that the leadership team lacks competence, their respect for authority diminishes. This can result in insubordination, particularly when employees believe their ideas or concerns aren't being addressed. Low employee morale. Discontent among employees about their role, compensation, or workload often manifests as insubordination. It's a symptom of deeper workplace dissatisfaction that needs to be addressed to prevent further escalation. Stress and workload pressure. Sometimes, insubordination at work stems from personal stress or overwhelming workloads. Employees may lash out against authority as a way of venting frustration when they feel overburdened or unsupported. The many faces of insubordination. Insubordination doesn't always present itself in dramatic or obvious ways. It can range from blatant defiance to subtle resistance. Here's a deeper look at how insubordination might manifest in a workplace. Refusal to follow instructions. An employee flat out declines to perform a task, even after clear and reasonable directions have been provided. This defiance disrupts the workflow and sets a negative precedent, especially when other employees observe such behavior. Disrespectful communication. Subtle forms of defiance often show up as sarcastic remarks, a dismissive tone, or openly disrespectful language directed at supervisors. Such conduct can lead to strained relationships and create an uncomfortable work atmosphere. Ignoring policies, employees deliberately violating company protocols, even after reminders, show a lack of accountability and respect for workplace norms. This can compromise team efficiency and erode trust within the organization. Publicly challenging authority, some employees make it a habit to undermine their superiors, openly questioning decisions or authority in ways that disrupt harmony and teamwork. Over time, this behavior can encourage similar attitudes among peers. Passive resistance, insubordination at work can also appear as subtle forms of noncompliance, such as delaying tasks intentionally or withholding critical information. Such resistance often hampers progress and frustrates co-workers dependent on their output. Real-life example of insubordination at work. A notable case involved a retail employee who outright refused to assist customers because they believed the task was beneath them. Despite multiple warnings, they continued this behavior, affecting team morale and customer satisfaction. The employer eventually had to terminate the employee after documenting repeated insubordinate acts, reinforcing the importance of maintaining professionalism and respect in the workplace. By recognizing these behaviors and addressing them proactively, leaders can prevent insubordination from escalating and maintain a positive, productive work environment. How to address insubordination at work? Solutions for a productive workplace. Insubordination can disrupt any work environment, but managing and addressing it doesn't have to be a daunting task. By implementing clear communication, understanding the root causes, and using the right tools, you can handle insubordination effectively and keep your team on track. Here's how to approach this problem strategically. 1. Establish clear expectations and communication. Clarity is the foundation of any productive workplace. When employees know what's expected of them, there's less room for misunderstanding and conflict. Start by setting clear goals, responsibilities, and boundaries. Solution: foster a transparent culture where employees can freely communicate their concerns. Tools like EMP Monitor can help supervisors maintain consistent oversight and ensure employees are following instructions and meeting expectations. EMP Monitor's real-time monitoring capabilities make it easy to track compliance and identify any signs of resistance early. Track insubordinate employees with EMP Monitor. EMP Monitor is a workforce monitoring software that can help you manage insubordination at work by providing real-time tracking and actionable insights into employee behavior and performance. It enables managers to monitor compliance, spot early signs of resistance, and take proactive steps to maintain a productive, accountable work environment. It provides a range of features that can help manage insubordination and improve team productivity. Here's how. Real-time behavioral monitoring, EMP Monitor helps you detect signs of non-compliance or disengagement early by monitoring employee activities in real time. You can set specific rules and automated alerts to identify actions that violate company policies or indicate potential issues. For example, if an employee accesses restricted websites, spends excessive time on non-work-related tasks, or misses critical deadlines, the system will notify you instantly. This proactive approach allows you to address concerns promptly and maintain a productive work environment. Performance tracking and reporting: track employee work completion, ensuring that tasks are being performed as expected and within deadlines. Activity logging: get detailed logs of employee activity to ensure adherence to workplace policies and identify any signs of resistance. Engagement and morale insights: measure employee satisfaction levels, identify dissatisfaction, and take proactive steps to prevent disengagement from turning into insubordination. Transparent feedback system: use consistent feedback channels to keep communication open, addressing concerns before they affect the team dynamic. By integrating EMP Monitor into your management strategy, you create a more accountable, transparent, and productive work environment. 2. Understand the root cause of insubordination. Insubordination at work is a symptom of deeper issues within the workplace. It could be related to personal stress, lack of recognition, or frustration with management. Understanding the why behind the behavior is key to resolving it. Solution: conduct one-on-one meetings to open lines of communication. Use feedback mechanisms to uncover concerns and address any underlying issues. EMP monitors employee feedback features can track shifts in productivity or engagement, helping managers pinpoint when morale might be slipping. 3. Implement consistent consequences. Insubordination should be addressed with fairness and consistency. When employees refuse to follow instructions, it's essential to enforce clear and consistent consequences. This helps prevent future occurrences and sets a standard for acceptable behavior. Solution: introduce a progressive discipline system that is applied fairly across the team. This may involve verbal warnings, written warnings, or more serious disciplinary actions. To ensure consistency, monitoring tools like EMP Monitor can track interactions, helping managers maintain a record of all communications and actions taken, providing valuable insights when addressing repeated offenses. 4. Encourage open dialogue and feedback. While insubordination can be frustrating, creating a space for employees to express their concerns can prevent minor issues from escalating. Open communication fosters a sense of respect and trust, making it easier for employees to approach you with their issues. Solution: encourage employees to provide feedback through surveys, meetings, or informal discussions. EMP Monitor's team communication features can help managers monitor employee sentiment and engagement levels, allowing them to proactively address concerns before they become problematic. 5. Lead by example. As a leader, your behavior establishes the atmosphere for the whole team. If you demonstrate respect, professionalism, and transparency, your employees are more likely to mirror these behaviors. Solution: model the behaviors you want to see. Lead with empathy and make sure your actions align with your expectations. Empower your managers to lead by example as well by providing them with tools like EMP Monitor to keep track of productivity and ensure their leadership styles are driving results, not resistance. 6. Provide ongoing training and development. Insubordination at work can sometimes stem from a lack of skills or understanding. When employees feel they lack the necessary tools or knowledge to succeed, frustration can lead to non-compliance. Providing opportunities for training and growth can resolve this issue before it turns into a pattern of defiance. Solution: regular training and development opportunities can boost confidence and reduce feelings of inadequacy. Utilize performance tracking tools like EMP Monitor to measure employee progress and ensure they are on the right path. Recognizing improvements through monitoring can also increase motivation and reduce resistance. The link between insubordination and productivity. Insubordination at work can seriously affect productivity. Employees who disregard authority or refuse to follow directions can disrupt workflow, leading to delays, missed targets, and increased stress among colleagues. Furthermore, when a team member resists or challenges authority, it can create tension, making collaboration difficult. A productive work environment relies on clear communication, respect for leadership, and efficient task execution. Insubordination undermines all of these factors, which is why addressing it swiftly is critical for maintaining high productivity levels. Conclusion: insubordination at work can be a disruptive force, but it doesn't have to derail your team's progress. By recognizing the signs early and adopting the right strategies, you can navigate these challenges effectively. Think of insubordination not as a battle to win, but as an opportunity to enhance communication, trust, and workplace culture. With a productivity monitoring software, like EMP Monitor, at your disposal, you can ensure consistent oversight without being overbearing. It's about creating a workspace where transparency and mutual respect are prioritized, making it easier to address underlying issues before they escalate. So, instead of letting insubordination linger and undermine your team's success, Take proactive measures now to foster an environment of accountability, open dialogue, and growth. After all, when your team thrives, so does your business. FAQs. 1. What exactly is insubordination at work? Insubordination refers to an employee's deliberate refusal to follow reasonable instructions or show respect toward a supervisor or manager. This can range from overt acts of defiance to subtle forms of resistance, like ignoring policies or questioning authority in public. 2. What are common examples of insubordination? Common examples of insubordination at work include refusing to follow a supervisor's instructions, openly questioning or challenging a manager's decisions, using disrespectful language or tone when addressing authority, consistently ignoring company policies or safety protocols, publicly undermining the leadership in front of colleagues, delaying tasks intentionally or withholding necessary information. 3. Can I get fired for insubordination? Yes, repeated or severe insubordination at work can lead to termination, especially if it disrupts workplace harmony, affects productivity, or breaches company policies. However, most companies follow a progressive disciplinary approach, which includes warnings and opportunities for improvement before termination becomes an option. 4. What are the consequences of ignoring insubordination? Ignoring insubordination can lead to decreased morale, tension between employees and management, reduced productivity, higher turnover rates, and damaged reputations. Left unchecked, it can severely impact the work environment and the organization's overall success.